We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples here with Kevin Ingram, Manhattan Christian College president, for this next couple segments. Thanks for being here.
Oh, glad to be here. So glad to have the opportunity to always be on the air and talk to the citizens of Manhattan.
Yeah, absolutely. We weren't sure what was going to be the listenership here for today with the big boy coming into town.
Yeah, I wondered if anybody was even going to be listening to the segment, but I just drove that way out of curiosity, left a few minutes early, and went down Fort Riley Boulevard, and there are a lot of people gathering, but what I just heard was it's still a little bit away, so it left Topeka a little late, so big boy might be a little bit late for everybody who's out waiting on him.
Yeah, and in fact, Dave just posted on his Facebook page, because he's out trying to find the train, and says likely between 10:15 and 10:30 is when it'll be in town. So.
Okay, yeah. So he's out looking for it, huh? Is he around the railroad track, or is he just looking for it in the wrong place? Yeah, I just want to know.
I'm not sure. Where in the world is Dave Lewis? That'd be a good
Where in the world is Dave Lewis? Great segment.
So what's new at Manhattan Christian College right now?
Well, for one, Thanksgiving break is obviously next week, and I can't believe this semester has gone so quickly. I mean, it will be here before we know it, and our students will be able to take the week off and spend time with family, and faculty and staff will be as well. So we're all looking forward to the week break and being able to enjoy seeing some of our loved ones and enjoy the Thanksgiving time together. Probably eat a little bit too much food, but that's one thing that everybody's looking forward to this week. And it's unique this week as well. We have two athletic teams at their national tournaments, and so they're both playing at those tournaments right now. Our men's soccer team, they've been 20 out of the last 22 years to the national tournament, so it's been a very successful program. We play in the National Christian College Athletic Association Division II. So it's the NCCAA Division II, and the Division II is no scholarships, just students who love to play the sport and be able to go to school and also continue to play the sport. And we only give academic scholarships at MCC, and our men's soccer team is in Kissimmee, Florida right now, and they play this afternoon. They're the number 6 seed in the national tournament, and as they play, they get to play the number 2 seed this afternoon. We were the Midwest Christian College Conference champions, both in the regular season and also as tournament champs. And regionals, we didn't have as much success, but we made it to the semifinals. But we received an at-large bid, so the men's team has, although they're short some legs this year, we've only got like 14 or 15 on the team, as well as some injuries. They've been running a little slim and a little slender on having people to help give them breaks during a 90-minute game. But it's really kind of fun to see that they've been able to excel anyway. And not only have they excelled, we also have on the field, we have two scholar athletes, Gabe Aubrey, who is one of our local Manhattan High products, and Diego Velasco. Both were scholar athletes at the NCCAA Division II at their banquet the other day. And so we're pretty proud of our men's team. The last 2 years, they didn't make the national tournament, and so they were really pretty excited to receive the at-large bid. And our women's volleyball team is also at nationals. They're in Greenville, South Carolina. And they're the number 8 seed in the tournament, and they will play in the round robin this afternoon and this evening, two different teams. As well, they were the Midwest Christian College Conference champions with regular season and tournament champs, and performed well at regionals but fell a little bit short, so they were able to receive an at-large bid because they were ranked 9th nationally at the end of the regular season. And like I said, they're in Greenville, South Carolina. Carly Gibbs, one of our seniors, was second-team All-American at the national level, and so we're proud of Carly and what she's done on the court. But also out of the women's volleyball team, we had 7 scholar athletes, and Janelle Dormeyer, Tess Eblin, Carly Gibbs, Greta Hindeleiter, Grace Kinsey, Emily Malmquist, and Kennedy Wilson. And we're proud of those ladies and what they've done on the court as well as in the classroom. And Rick Wright, who helps coach our men's soccer team, and Lauren Sanders, who helps coach our women's volleyball team, both are on our staff, and so we appreciate what they do. And, you know, one thing that's unique for us as a small private college is our coaches also share many other jobs on campus. They're not just able to be a coach. They also have to fill other roles, and so we're thrilled with the success they have as well as what they offer to our students. And so this week is an interesting week for us. It's kind of a, you know, when you're tight financially in some of the years that we've had, and this year would be one of those as well. You know, the good news is the team made nationals. The bad news is the team made nationals. So we had about a week and a half how to figure out how to get about 30 to 35 people to the two different tournaments, and God provided, and so we're very thankful for that. But It's a lot of fun, and when students go to the national tournament, one thing that's unique about the NCCAA, they not only play in the tournament itself, and that's one of the purposes, they also have the awards banquet, but then they also spend an entire day participating in Christian service projects. And they've helped with some shoe projects for at-need and at-risk kids. I think our women's volleyball team this year wrote some Christmas greetings to and Christmas cards to American heroes whose families maybe don't have a lot of families to send cards to them during the holidays. And so it's just a unique opportunity that, you know, what NCCAA is about is not only on the field but also the classroom as well as what's going on in these students' hearts and lives. So we're privileged to be a part of that and also be able to participate at a pretty high level when two of those teams makes nationals tournaments.
Yeah, and talk about the memories they're gonna have after school's over. A trip to Kissimmee, Florida, and where's the volleyball?
Greenville, South Carolina. So it's
beautiful
fun.
Area.
Yeah, our soccer team was posting pictures from the beach yesterday, so I hope they're getting some academic work, too, done while they're there. But they did get to enjoy the beach a little bit, and our women's volleyball team wouldn't get to do that, but they're still having a great time as well.
Is there an opportunity maybe online for if people want to watch those games? Do they have that available?
You know, there is, and I should have come with that opportunity. They can look on our webpage and under the athletics tab, and there may be a way there that they can click on it. They could also go to the NCCAA, I believe it's .org, NCCAA.org, and they would be able to watch some of those games as well. I think our men play at 4:30 this afternoon. Women's volleyball may play at 2, and then again at 7 tonight. I'm not sure. I just looked. But I didn't put it on my notes. So, yeah, it'd be a fun time to watch and just also to encourage people. Our men's and women's basketball teams have also both started playing now. And we have some girls who play on volleyball who will be joining the women's basketball team and a couple of young men who will be joining our men's basketball team. So our basketball coaches were hoping they wouldn't go to nationals so they would get them quicker. But that's part of it. So not only could they watch these teams online, they could also come in the activity center. Both men's and women's played last night, and one of the local individuals who came said he'd never even been in our activity center. So he was thrilled to watch the kids play as well as see our building. And obviously we're now done through the break, and they start playing again on December 2nd. But they could look on our website and come enjoy that as well. So we'd love to have them.
We live in a good time because, you know, 20 years ago, if they made nationals, you might not hear about it. But now we have so many avenues you can broadcast and watch things anywhere in the country.
Yeah, it really is. And one of the biggest peoples that it helps are our families, you know, their parents. And when they were able to still watch the games, we broadcast our basketball games, our soccer games, our volleyball games. And the only negative is some of them are my friends. And so when the feed's not working, all of a sudden my phone will blow up. Feed's not working. So it also happens in our modern day world, but we do love having that opportunity. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what other items do you have here for us today?
Well, it's a unique time of year as well with, you know, we have our traditional students re-enrolling for the spring semester. And so we just got an email about that reminding all of our advisors to reach out to our traditional students. But people also need to understand we have a non-traditional program. It's our Thunder online program, and our next cohort begins January 21st. And we just wanted to make sure that people understood that and are aware of it, because once we hit Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they may let it slip by. So if they would like information and would love to look into that program, it is a degree completion format. So if they have about 40 or 45 college hours, they can complete a degree in 2 years. And it provides opportunity. It provides flexibility. The degrees that we have are in management and ethics. And then the other one is in biblical leadership. Some people may just want to study more about the Bible, and that would be a great way to do so. And MCC is regionally accredited, which means we're equally accredited with all the other universities and colleges in Kansas. And so that means the degree has value, and so it is a good degree. Becca Strom is our recruiter in that program and just started a couple of weeks ago for us. And they can call 785-539-3571, and Becca would be more than happy to talk to you and talk to the student who's interested. And if she's not in, our other admissions staff would be able to take some notes and get that to her so she could follow up. So we would love to have people join us at MCC. They may only want to take a class. They come in 8-week formats, and they are online, so it's still pretty flexible and provides a lot of opportunity. But we would love to have them join us beginning January 21st. And just wanted to give that commercial real quick so people could check it out on our webpage and call and get more information.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and January 21st sounds like it's a long time away, but it's really not that far because It's 2 months.
It's 2 months. And as we've already talked about this morning, Thanksgiving holiday is just around the corner. I think it's a good reminder that January 21st will also be just around the corner. And so if anyone's interested, we would love to have them call and at least get the information and begin a conversation.
All right. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Kevin Ingram here, Manhattan Christian College president on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.